This is the Business of Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
I'm excited. Our guest today joining us on the phone is Jake Fox. You know him from Major League Baseball, Chicago Cubs, Oakland Athletics, Baltimore Orioles, but also he's an entrepreneur. So, Jake, thanks for joining us today.
Well, I appreciate you having me on. I'm excited. Getting all this started has been great. It's been very difficult, as most people know, but you keep pushing through and you keep believing, and you believe in what you're doing, and hopefully things will work out.
I was speaking a little while back and talking about, after a decade with our company doing well, and I've had some failed companies, but this one was doing well, and I remember talking about failure, and I had to stop in the middle of speaking and said, I'll be honest with you, I don't feel like failing right now. So I got to be honest, it's not fun. But and then I had a couple dips I had to go through, but it is such a reward and so much more satisfying when the journey has some bumps in it, when you're going towards that prize like you talk about.
Well, at the same time, if the road was easy, I think it would mean as much, just like you touched on. And I think the fact that you go through all those speed bumps, I think that makes it that much sweeter when you finally accomplish what you're trying to accomplish. You know, when my first day I stepped on a Major League Baseball field, it was so overwhelming emotionally that you think back to all the time that all the sacrifices you went through, all the mud you had to wade through. And I think at the end of the day, that first experience out there, I look. My first at bat in the major leagues, I grounded into a 4-6-3 double play, and I should have been miserable, but I was so excited coming back. I'm like, man, I just had my first AB. This is great. You know, that I can now say I'm a Major League Baseball player because I got through my first AB, my first playing experience, and I come back, and I should. As a matter of fact, it was Lou Piniella, because I had to come back and act like I was angry. You know, I grounded into a double play. He put me in a pinch hit, right? And Lou Piniella goes, congratulations, son. I look at him, I'm like, but what? I just grounded into a 4-6-3. He goes, yeah, but they'll never be able to take that away from you. And it hit me like a ton of bricks. And I had to kind of go up into the little tunnel just to kind of get my emotions back under control, because he was right. That was a moment in time that couldn't be taken away from me. Even though in that moment, I didn't do very well. I didn't do what I was supposed to do and get a hit and bring in some runs. But at the same time, it was a milestone for me. It was a moment for me that just kind of was overwhelming. So it was one of those times where even if you go try and accomplish what you're trying to accomplish, you may not succeed. You know, and you know, I talk to Lexi all the time about this, about our Fox, about what we're trying to do. And you know, I don't know anything about the lifestyle brands. I don't know. All I know is we're trying to sell an idea, a feeling, an emotion of going after what you want to tackle in life, of being aggressive and being able to accept that it may fail, it may not work out.
Derek Champagne here. I want to connect with you if you're listening to the Business Leadership Series. We can connect on LinkedIn or send me a message at Derek@DerekChampagne.com. I look forward to connecting.